Matt Bevan is here. What's happening around the world this morning?
G'day, Hamish. Look, there's been a lot of astonishing moments in the gun debate in the US over the last 24 hours as students, parents and teachers from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida confront politicians about their experience in the mass shooting last week and ask what the leaders are going to do about it. Here's Samuel Zeef, who lost his friend in the Florida shooting, speaking directly to President Trump inside the White House.
And I don't understand why I could still go in a store and buy a weapon of war. I was reading today that a person 20 years old walked into a store and bought an AR-15 in 5 minutes with an expired ID. How do we not stop this after Columbine, after Sandy Hook? I'm sitting with a mother that lost her son. It's still happening.
And here's Andrew Pollock, a father who lost his daughter in the shooting.
It doesn't make sense. Fix it. It should have been one school shooting, and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed, because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. She's in North Lauderdale at whatever it is, King David Cemetery. That's where I go to see my kid now.
At a CNN town hall event in Florida, victims of the shooting confronted the National Rifle Association spokesperson Dana Loesch about their experience. Here's student Emma Gonzalez, who we spoke to earlier this week on RN Breakfast, talking to Dana Loesch.
Dana Loesch, I want you to know that we will support your two children in the way that we will not. You will not.
And here's Stoneman Douglas High School history teacher Diane Wok.
What is your definition of a well regulated militia, as stated in the Second Amendment, and using supporting detail, explain to me how an 18-year-old with a military rifle is well regulated. And the world, our country, our nation is going to grade your answer.
Well, by all means.
Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio is making headlines for his appearance at the town hall forum, particularly for this moment.
On the issue that you've raised about the background checks, relate directly to what you said about the assault weapons ban. It's not the loopholes. It's the problem that once you start looking at how easy it is to get around it, you would literally have to ban every semi-automatic rifle that's sold in America.
Marco Rubio not getting the response he was looking for there. Cheers to that statement. Other figures in this debate have found friendlier crowds. National Rifle Association boss Wayne LaPierre spoke to the Conservative Political Action Conference overnight. He was looking for someone to blame for the shooting.
The failure of school security, the failure of family, the failure of America's mental health system, and even the unbelievable failure of the FBI. As usual, the opportunist wasted not one second to exploit tragedy for political gain. Saul Alinsky would have been proud.
Wayne LaPierre invoking the famed Jewish community organizer Saul Alinsky. The fringes of the pro-gun debate are pushing theories at the moment that the children leading the current movement against guns are crisis actors who were sent into Florida by anti-gun activists to argue the case against guns. As we've been hearing this morning, President Trump seems to be leaning towards training and arming some teachers, though it's slightly confusing what his position is on that after a number of tweets overnight. This morning, though, he's been talking about other things, including this.
We have to do something about maybe what they're seeing and how they're seeing it, and also video games. I'm hearing more and more people say the level of violence on video games is really shaping young people's thoughts. And then you go the further step, and that's the movies. The fact is that you are having movies come out that are so violent with the killing and everything else that maybe that's another thing we're going to have to discuss. And a lot of people are saying it.
He's also expressed his aversion to the terminology active shooter drill, which is what many schools call the drills they run to prepare for a shooter entering the school.
I mean, if I'm a child and I'm 10 years old and they say, we're going to have an active shooter drill, I say, what's that? Well, people may come in and shoot you. I think that's a very negative thing to be talking about, to be honest with you. I don't like it. I'd much rather have a hardened school. I don't like it. I wouldn't want to tell my son that you're going to participate in an active shooter drill. And I know some of them actually call it that. I think it's crazy. I think it's very bad for children.
He's also talking about reversing the long-standing policy of deinstitutionalization.
Part of the problem is we used to have mental institutions, and I said this yesterday. We had a mental institution where you take a sicko like this guy. He was a sick guy, so many signs, and you'd bring him to a mental health institution. Those institutions are largely closed, so you don't have any intermediate ground. You can't put him in jail because he hadn't done anything yet, but you know he's going to do something. So we're going to be talking seriously about opening mental health institutions again.
U.S. President Donald Trump speaking at the White House overnight, Hamish.
Extraordinary. All of it.
Sure is.
Matt Bevin, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
Hamish. 10 minutes to 7.